to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring lesser-known Motown artists. This half hour, we'll hear from Kim Weston, David Ruffin, his brother Jimmy Ruffin, Brenda Holloway, The Originals, The Elgins, Shorty Long, Eddie Holland, and the Daz Band. All coming up the next half hour as we feature lesser-known Motown artists.
And you have never have before. I don't understand it, but I know it's gonna take everything I've got to keep walking out the door. But those cards you got around me will lock me go someday, and I'd rather leave you holding on than pushing me away. So
leaving,
yes I am.
Fallon.
Life lands a crushing blow, and once again, a heart is broken. And as history repeats itself, these few words are sadly spoken.
Motown memory from Jimmy Ruffin, I've passed this way before, and they reached number 17 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1966. Before that is brother David Ruffin with Walk Away From Love, number 9 from 1975, and we started this hour with Kim Weston and Helpless, a great song, and only reached number 56 on the pop charts in 1966. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring lesser-known Motown artists. Well, coming up, Brenda Holloway and When I'm Gone. But When I'm Gone was written by Smokey Robinson, and it was a single that he produced twice, one for early Motown star Mary Wells, and the other for fellow Motown vocalist Brenda Holloway, which you'll hear coming up. Well, Brenda Holloway's version became a hit, while Mary Wells's was aborted after the singer left the label in 1964. Well, When I'm Gone was one of the last records that Mary Wells ever recorded while at Motown. She was fresh from the success of My Guy, which reached number one, and with her Motown contract expiring the year of My Guy and its success, Mary decided to terminate her contract with Motown, complaining that Berry Gordy, the founder of Motown Records, refused to give Mary the royalties that she earned during a successful tenure. Well, meanwhile, Motown's latest new signed female artist, Brenda Holloway, was released in her first single, Every Little Bit Hurts, which shot to number 13 in the United States Billboard charts. After Mary departed, Motown eventually convinced Brenda to record some of Mary Wells' songs, partially due to the fact that Berry Gordy felt that Brenda Holloway was the next Mary Wells, although both singles' vocals differed from each other's. Well, here is Brenda Holloway and When I'm Gone, right here on Motown Memory.
What are you gonna do when I'm gone? Whose shoulder are you gonna cry on? What are you gonna do on the day when I turn my head and just walk away now? What are you gonna say to your friends when the talk around town begins? Will you tell them how you treated me bad? Will you tell them how you made me so sad? Cause you make some people think that you love me a lot, but they just don't know you, and what they see isn't what we've got. We're happy in the public's eye, they think you're such a wonderful guy, but they don't know how much you've lied. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
I love you, baby, and how much I wanna be your only man. Oh, baby,
baby, baby, baby, you don't have to go. Stay a little while longer, baby. I wanna talk to you just a little more.
I see the little tears in your eyes about to fall. You are wondering if I'm for real.
But if you cry, I wonder why you cry. I tell you, no lie, this is how I feel. Baby, I'm for real. that's why I'm confessing my love to you, so that I can live my whole life with you.
Baby, baby, baby. Never, 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 never gonna leave you, baby.
With Put Yourself in My Place, it only reached number 92 in the United States pop charts from 1966. Before that, the Originals with Baby I'm For Real, reaching number 14 from 1969. And we start with Brenda Holloway and When I'm Gone, number 25 from 1965. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring lesser known Motown artists. Well, here comes Shorty Long and Here Come the Judge right here on Motown.
Hear ye! Hear ye! The court's in session. The court's in session. Now, here come the judge. Here come the judge.
Here come the judge. Here come the judge. Here come the judge. Here come the judge.
Stop beating that fudge. Cause here come the judge. Don't nobody budge. Cause here come the judge. Judge Shorty is presiding the day. And he don't take no stuff from nobody. No kind of way. Hey boy, take off that hat. Where do you think you're at? I know where you gon' be if you don't heed my plea. I'm here to tell you.
Court's in session.
Order in the court now.
Court's in session.
Can't nobody smoke now. Here come the judge. Here come the judge.
First case on the docket.
Judge, I got a boy here, can't dance.
Can't dance?
Can't dance, Your Honor.
90 days. 30 days of boogaloo. 30 days to learn how to sing a ling. And 30 more for the Afro twist. man?
No, Your Honor.
Does he look like the man?
No, Your Honor.
Well, I'm sorry, you got to go then. You can't recognize the man.
No,
you got to go. Man guilty.
Here come the judge, decked out in house make high. Yes, here come the judge, I'd rather be lost than the jungles on the strip than to face the judge this morning the way he feels. Here come the judge, John. Here come the judge, now. Don't nobody but, cause here come the judge.
Tom Fallon plays all the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Listen, my friends, while I tell you about a girl that's so divine. I love her for the joy she's brought me, for she's mine, all mine. Oh, Jamie,
Jamie. Ooh.
Talking about Jamie,
Jamie. Ooh.
Talking about Jamie,
Jamie. Ooh.
That's my love. Hair so long and pretty, eyes that shine like gold. Kisses so divine. I thank the Lord up above for making Jamie all mine. I'm so glad to belong to her, and she's mine, all mine. Oh, Jamie,
Jamie.
Talking about Jamie,
Jamie.
Yeah, talking about Jamie.
With Tom Fallon.
Joy, sing, do anything, and your joy, sing, turn me on.
Daz Band and Joystick, reaching number 61 in the United States pop charts from 1984. Daz stands for Danceable Jazz. Before that, Eddie Holland and his biggest hit, Jamie, reaching number 30 from 1962. Eddie decided he'd rather write and produce than sing, so he didn't have any hit greater than this. And we started this set with Shorty Long and Here Come the Judge. This was a popular phrase used on the NBC United States television show called Laughin'. And Shorty's reached number 8 with this song in 1968. Unfortunately, he died a year later on June 29, 1969, at age 29 from a boning accident. Well, this half hour, we feature some lesser-known Motown artists. Well, coming up after the break, we'll continue to feature lesser-known Motown artists. So keep it right here on Motown.